Kala Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tmura, Bavli Daf Yud Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis at the beginning of a new Perek, Perek Oichlin Arai. Oichlin Arai min ha'isa ad shetikal gel b'chitim titam teim b'sa'irim gelgula b'chitim b'tim tima b'sa'irim ha'oichel m'mena chayev misa. The Mishnah says we may eat Arai in a snack form from a dough until she kneads. If it is wheat or the timtum, which is make it one mass, if it's barley, if you need a dough or wheat, or the timtum dough or barley, then one who eats from it is chayev misa, is liable, the death penalty be day shamayim from the hands of heaven. Kirinji no senes is amayim, magras, chalasa, ravadje, psham, chameshev, vavoyim kemach. Once she puts the water, she may separate chala as long as there are not quarter calves of flour that did not mix with the water. The Gemara says, Oichlim Arai min ha'isa v'chulei. The Mishnah said that we may eat in a snack form from a dough. Amar Rav Chagai, Loshanu ela Arai, aval, which is a kavin, osa, mipnei shu ma'arim lepoitra min ha'chala. Rav Chagai says that we learned only in the case of Arai, that kavin, which is to split the dough into smaller doughs, each less than a shear of chala, is forbidden. This is like one who schemes to exempt it from chala. It's a large amount to eat, but slightly less than the shear of chala. Amar Biyosi, im min hador leif shma mina klum, she'afilu shu noita memena shtayim sholosh makarot seif mekirin shu, which is a davar shaloi nigma melachtoi muta. Rav Biyosi rejects this. If this is the reason, you cannot learn from here at all to forbid it. Even if he takes two or three cakes from it, since it's something not gamor, which is its posting was not finished, it is permitted. Dam Rav Biyosi b'shem Rabbi Zeir b'shem Rabbi Eliezer, Af ma shevalagim lo nitba mevnei shu osed la'aviroi ledavar shu enigma malachtai. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Lazar, said that if one took from the wine press in a flask to drink, even what's in the flask is not tevel, because he will return the wine remaining after he drinks to something which is not completed. V'hada amma misha'inu yochal asis isasei b'tahara, which is a yasel kavim. The following mission is the source to forbid making it kavim, is that one who cannot make his dough in tahara, he makes a kavim. And we can infer this because he cannot make it with tahara, but if he can, he's not allowed to do that. And this teaches that one may not make his dough kavin unless it's a case of oinus, where he has no choice. This is unlike taking from the wine press, because over here it looks more like he is scheming. For all other matters, then wheat and barley, you follow timtum, which is, and after that, it's tevel. After isa min achitim, umin, she say hasa'irim, acha mi at mahalich, acha gilgul, ay acha hatimtum. The Gemara asks, if one made a dough of wheat and barley, what do you follow, kneading or timtum? Tani, Rabbi Hoshea, chala, kamin, gavlul, and we remove the next four words and move them later on. So Rabbi Hoshea's Brisa says that the chiyur of chala is like gavlul, which is kneading a little bit. Vlaza b'shem Rabbi Hoshea, mishatase gavlulim gavlulim. Vlaza, quoting Rabbi Hoshea, said, it's after she makes gavlulim gavlulim, which is small pieces. Now we have these words that we removed from before. It says, mishatase galgel rechitim titamtim b'sa'irim ma upalik. We ask the question for the Mishnah, after kneading of wheat or timtum of barley. Does Rabbi Hoshea argue with our Mishnah? Kan la'alocha kan la'davar ta'ir. The Gemara answers, no, here Rabbi Hoshea is going to the halacha, which means the midravonon, and here our Mishnah is the Torah law. Tani, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, oimim, shitase, mikrosais, mikrosais. Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir says it's obligated from when it's made cakes after it's fully kneaded. Ma taima, do Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, what's the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir's reasoning? Kutumas goyren, kentorim, oisa, ma trumas goyren, niteles menagomo, afzu, niteles menagomo. The answer is, it's the pasuk in Bamidbar, pekt, as well as pasuk chos, like the separation of truma in the threshing floor, so you should separate it here. Just like truma's goyren, which is truma gadola, is from gamor, which is after the final processing, also here, the chala is from gamor. Me'ata l'kishetafe. The Gemara says, so it should be obligated in chala only after it's baked. And then the Gemara says, we add the word amar, Rabbi Matanya lehuksha l'trumas ha'goyren, ela l'meleches ha'iros bovad. Rabbi Tanya answered that it is equated to Trumas Goyrin only for the malacha of making dough. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish to Rabbi Kivahi. Rabbi Yossi quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is that our Mishnah so that once you put the water, she may separate chala. That's like Rabbi Akiva. The Tanin and Taman, Hanoitel chala minakav, Rabbi Akiva oime chala, v'chacham loimim eina chala. As the Mishnah says, if one takes chala from a kav, Rabbi Akiva says it's chala, even though a full shear was not needed. Also here, he allows separating before the full shear was needed. Chacham say it's not chala. Klumam Rabbi Akiva, ela l'sha'aver, shem v'tchila, v'hara v'tchila, an kaimen. The Gemara rejects that and says, no, Rabbi Akiva said only in that case, in a case of Bidi Eved, when it's chala, did he say that ideally that one may separate from a kav? And here we're discussing the chatchila, ideally separating once you put the water.